So long, baby sister. Rose Mary Rosie Reed, a native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, died on June 17, 2012, at the age of 61. She had resided in Columbia, South Carolina, since 1998, and was the daughter of the late James Thomas Tom Reed II and Frances Lee McGee Reed of Tuscaloosa. Ms. Reed graduated from Northington Elementary School and Tuscaloosa High School, and attended the University of Alabama. A talented artist and craftsperson, she was a consummate film buff and an active member of the Alabama Wildlife Rescue Center while residing in Alabama. Rosemary loved opera, ballet, and 60s rock and roll. She played clarinet and piano. Her passions were archaeology, anthropology, and helping injured and helpless wildlife. She was a Girl Scout from elementary through high school. Rose was baptized at Forest Lake Baptist Church in Tuscaloosa. Rosemary's employers in Alabama were Alford Screen Printing, Warrior Screen Printing, and Pier 1 Imports. She worked at Sears while attending the University of Alabama. At Birmingham, she was employed by Reed Books, the Museum of Fond Memories. Rose recently said that her favorite place to work in Columbia was graffiti t-shirts. She had worked at graffiti for 6 years and planned to retire in 2016 at age 65. She embroidered sport and business clothing using computerized sewing machines. Rosemary loved Halloween, Christmas, birthdays, and any other excuse to have a party. She was shy and quiet with strangers. Those who were fortunate enough to know her met a humble, kind, sensitive, and intelligent person. She is survived by Sister Barbara Jean Reed Patrick, Columbia, South Carolina, and brothers James Thomas Jim Reed III, Birmingham, Alabama, Ronald Lee Ronnie Reed, Houston, Texas, Timothy Ray Tim Reed, Chattanooga, Tennessee. 8 nieces and nephews and 11 grandnieces and grandnephews in Alabama, Texas, South Carolina, and Idaho. Rosemary's family requested in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Alabama Wildlife Rescue Center. Rosemary's family will conduct a memorial service in her memory later this summer in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.